We'll delve into the RAIN archives to hear the story behind the DX Packet Talker in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the first RAIN report for 2016. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll start off the new year by warping back to early 1990, prior to the RAIN report coming into existence. Before RAIN, Hap Holly KC9RP produced what he called the RP report. Here is one of the programs Hap produced under that moniker that gave his listenership an early glimpse, or rather soundbite, of talking technology.
This is the RP report. That's the DX Packet Talker, a homebrewed device that verbalizes current data about DX stations being heard real-time on the HF bands, as posted on the Midwest DX Spotting Network on Packet. The designer and builder of the DX Packet Talker is Bill McConnell, N9US, engineering director with Northrop Corporation's Defense Systems in Roland Meadows, Illinois. Whether you're active on Packet, a DX aficionado, or just intrigued with talking devices and homebrewed projects, the following interview with McConnell warrants a closer look. Well, at least a closer listen.
Well, the DX Packet Talker is merely a robotic device which employs a speech synthesizer that strips off the packet announcements off your screen there on your packet terminal and translates them into a synthesized voice such that if you're out driving in your car or out working in the yard, you can hear what's happening on the DX frequencies just as well as if you were in your shack sitting in front of your screen. After we got the thing on the air, we also found out that a number of sight-impaired amateurs were using it because, of course, they can't see a terminal, but they could sure listen to it. And I know of several users of the local packet talker here that are using it in just that manner. The way that the idea came about was, frankly, a little frustration that I had over the fact that the only time I could know what was going on the packet cluster was when I was right there at my terminal. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat if, because these are very simple formatted announcements, if I could just strip that data off and have it announced over a loudspeaker. And then after I'd done that, I said, hey, when I'm out of the house, wouldn't it be neat if I rebroadcast it on the radio? So that's basically what I did. I rigged up an old, unused 2-meter radio to transmit on an unused frequency so it wouldn't step on any conversations already in progress. We have a check for carrier present prior to coming on the air, and if there is a carrier present, it will sit there and keep the message buffered up and wait for a clear channel. It checks for a couple of seconds of silence, and then it'll strobe out the message. It's basically a very simple device. As implemented here, it's on just a little 4-by-6-inch piece of vector board built in wire wrap. Not an awful lot to it. It basically uses the old Radio Shack chipset that they were selling for about $10 for the pair, and a 8052 microprocessor running a simple program in BASIC that does the translation, strips the data off the screen, and translates the alpha into Ikkyo phonetics, so it's a little easier to understand. It does use standard Ikkyo phonetics. It has proven to be a fun little project, and I hope it's been of some utility to some of the local users. I know it has been to me. There's several times when I've been out around town and a rare DX station was called in and I was able to run home and get it and work a new country. So occasionally it can do you some good in that regard. And I think it gives a lot more people access to the DX packet spotting network, which has grown in popularity. It's all over the Midwest here. But not everyone either has packet capability or like to keep it continually tied up, monitoring just packet DX announcements. Obviously, a lot of people have a terminal node controller, but they like to use it for other things, bulletin board work or transferring data files. And that way they might miss some announcements that were coming through on the DX spotting frequency. So this way they can keep an ear tuned to their radio, as it were, and still catch those announcements.
What is the format of the announced message, and how did you arrive at that format?
The format basically follows what you would see on your screen if you were sitting in front of your terminal. Under the format that Pavilion Software Packet Cluster software uses, the first thing you see to the left side of your screen is DX, DE, or from, the station that's called it in. Then you see the frequency of the DX station and its call letters. Then there's a field there for some commentary that you can put in there, and at the extreme right is a timestamp. In the present implementation, I mask off the commentary and the timestamp. I have plans in the future for storing that and making it so you can call it up. The idea there was if I would have another frequency where you could call in and perhaps get it to regurgitate the last five announcements, it would be very handy to have the timestamp. But that is not operative right now, but maybe in the future. Being a very simple-minded robot, it would try to say some unpronounceable cue signals and everything, and it's just too much of a programming chore at present to teach it to interpret those comment messages. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I think it's beyond my capability to do that, especially with the very limited amount of memory that the present implementation has. At the present time, I do not attribute the message to who called it in. The reason that we deleted it was merely to speed up the talking of the messages, especially during contest weekends where the poor little thing is sitting there working away almost continuously. It's just a matter of changing the prom. I have another program that I can drop in there that puts the attribute function back in. It's a very simple software change.
Are you able to vary the speed of the voice synthesizer?
Actually, you can make some variation of the speed. What you have to do is insert spaces. One other way that will change the pitch is if you change the basic clock cycle that the speech synthesizer is running from. We are running a clock that uses the cheapest crystal you can buy, namely a 3.58 megahertz color TV crystal, which is a little bit higher frequency than they recommend for this particular chipset. I could make it more of a bassy voice if I dropped it down closer to 3 or 2.9 megahertz, but the 3.58 crystal was available at a very good price, namely zero, so it was pressed into service.
This is N9US 14195.0, Tango 777 Tango. 14195.0, Tango 777 Tango.
You're listening to the RP Report, the DX Packet Talker, an interview with Bill McConnell, N9US, whose voice-synthesized low-tech DX Packet Talker helps both the blind and sighted Chicago-area ham community to know just what DX stations are actually being worked on HF bands now, and on what frequencies. More about the DX Packet Talker after a 10-second break for station ID. This is the RP Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Bill, one thing that I'm intrigued by regarding the DX Packet Talker is the fact that you're using very low-tech equipment.
You're correct, Tap. It is pretty low-tech equipment. The chipset that's used in there for the speech synthesizer was sold by Radio Shack. They're more advanced chips available now that frankly sound a little better. But that chipset that Radio Shack was selling off was actually a General Instrument chipset dating from 1979. So the speech synthesizer is nothing new. And the little microprocessor running this program that strips off the packet data and translates it into a format that's more understandable. For example, it translates the letters into ichiophonetics to make it a little easier to understand. That's just a program that's running in this little 8052 microprocessor on the board. By the way, the fellow that put all that together for me is a fellow named Evan Hollander, who I work with. Evan, by the way, was one of the first guys to pass the no-code license. He's a very, very intelligent engineer. Now he is a new ham, eagerly awaiting his new call sign.
Even though Radio Shack doesn't carry these chips anymore, maybe you can pass on the catalog number in case someone has access to them.
Radio Shack sold these under the Archer brand name. There are two chips in the set. One of them is called the Narrator Speech Processor. Its catalog number was 276-1784, 276-1784. And the other chip is the Code to Speech Processing Chip. And that catalog number was 276-1786, 276-1786. And you need both of these chips, plus a few simple peripheral chips that are readily available to get the talking portion of one of these devices on the air. And I might add that the technical data, the schematics and whatnot, for everything needed to get the talking portion working is included in the instructions that come with both of those chips. So you'll have no trouble with the schematic diagram.
Is there something like this available commercially?
There is something available commercially. The Northern Illinois DX Association, which sponsors a very popular repeater out here in Northern Illinois, just voted last week to acquire one of these devices and put it on their repeater. And the device that they're going to be getting is called a DX Alert. It's made by an outfit called DX Solutions, the proprietor of which is Mr. Tom Pearson, Kilo Uniform 4 Juliet. He's in Huntsville, Alabama, and I'll give you his address. It's 6214 Rhyme Village Drive. Rhyme is spelled R-I-M-E, Village Drive, Suite 205 in Huntsville, Alabama, and the zip code is 35806-2717. DX Solutions, 6214 Rhyme Village Drive, Suite 205, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806-2717. The phone number is area code 205-430-8820, 205-430-8820, and you want to ask for Tom Pearson. His call letters are Kilo Uniform 4 Juliet. But the device that he has on the market uses digitally sampled speech, which should be very clear and easy to understand. His device can store up to 30 announcements and has provisions for you to be able to call into it and have it strobe out the last maybe five or so DX announcements so you can see what's been happening recently.
Now, the only downside is it costs a whole lot more than just a handful of parts.
Yeah, it's a bit more sophisticated than what I've got going right now.
If anyone wants more information about your circuit, who should they write?
Well, you could write me. I'm in the call book, N9US. I've been a ham since 1952.
This is N9US. 2-1-0-2-9. 0.5 3 8, Charlie Foxtrot. 2 1 0 2 9.5. 3 8, Charlie Foxtrot.
You've just heard the DX Packet Talker, an RP Report interview with Bill McConnell, N9US, a Northrop Corporation Defense Systems Engineering Director from Palatine, Illinois, whose home-brewed DX Packet Talker relays digitized data from the Midwest DX Spotting Network on Packet to the Greater Chicago Voice Community. A final note about the DX Packet Talker. It can be heard throughout the Chicagoland area on the frequency of 144.52 MHz. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, for the RP Report, a production of RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network.
And that concludes this time warp back to early 1990 to the RP Report, the precursor to the RAIN Report, now in its 25th year. We heard Hap conversing with the developer of the DX Packet Talker, Bill McConnell, N9US. Bill's DX Packet Talker would be considered primitive technology by 2016 standards. Nevertheless, the DX Packet Talker was a step in the right direction in terms of talking technology. We leave you on a sad note this week with the passing of Steve Parker, KC9KU. Steve was a RAIN script reader some years ago. Steve and Hap were good friends going back to 1983. Hap reports that Steve was a very kind and thoughtful member of the blind ham community. He left us on Christmas Day, one day short of his 60th birthday. Our warmest sympathies go out to his devoted wife, Holly. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2016 RAIN. All rights reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and on iTunes.